Welcome back to the podcast. We're talking about my top lessons, breakthroughs that I've had from being in a relationship, which I'm getting married to my beautiful partner this month, the month of May, of me recording this. So I thought it'd be, right for me to speak into my biggest lessons. And it was beautiful just reflecting before I've clicked record today on my breakthroughs, how I've healed, how I've grown, how I've shaped myself as a man, thanks to the growth that I've been able to have and experience from the relationship that I'm in, that I'm grateful to be in. So if that sounds like you, if you want to learn more about relationships, how to structure relationships from an energetic, from a spiritual, from an emotional aspect, but also a tactical, practical aspect, this is going to be a podcast that you want to tune into. So before I get into it, if you could just take literally 5 seconds of your time and like this video, subscribe, or whatever platform you're listening on to right now, it truly means a lot. The bigger the channel grows, the bigger the guests become, the more resources I put back into the show. So thank you so much for taking 2 seconds of your day to do that. Let's rock and roll. So there's a couple of things I'm going to be going through today. So there's three big chunks, and then there's tactical pieces off each end. So firstly, I'm going to start with the purpose of the relationship. One of the main purposes of a relationship, in my opinion, from how I've worked with myself and my clients, the purpose of a relationship is to help you heal and grow. That is one of the biggest purposes of a relationship from a personal aspect. Yes, it's to have kids, it's to grow, it's to experience, it's to explore. But one of the core pillars of a relationship, in my opinion, from my experience, is to help you heal and to help you grow. And I'm going to come back to that later on. So that's number one, what's the purpose of a relationship? That's the biggest one from my experience. The second one, I've got stages of a relationship. So there's three stages that I've been able to see and define from my experience. First stage is the honeymoon period. That's where you first meet someone, you've got that sexual attraction, that tension, that like electricity between each other. There's a lot of infatuation, there's just hot sex, beautiful dates, beautiful intimacy, and there's nothing, quote, wrong with this person. It's the honeymoon period. And for anyone that listens to my work, you're pedestaling someone. You're seeing their upsides without their downsides. So after stage one, the honeymoon period, you move into stage two, which is what most people don't like and they don't last. It's called the triggered stage, or I call it the triggered stage. That's when the person who you've had on a pedestal in the honeymoon period, you start to see all of their downsides. Because you've pedestaled them, you're naturally going to pit them, because life is always balance and always finds balance. And that's where you start to see all of their skeletons, all of their traits and triggers and shit that you don't like about them. That's when your triggers start to come to the surface. That's why I call it the triggered stage. Because a relationship, like I said, the purpose is to help you heal. You will get triggered inside of your relationship more than anywhere else. And I've got these steps later, which I'll dig a little bit deeper into. So I call stage two the triggered stage. That's when you start to shine light upon each other's wounds and traumas. And that's why you trigger each other. That's why you push each other's buttons. That's why you have arguments. That's why you have fights. Now, I don't use the term fight or argument. We use the term a healing conversation. It's a really nice label if you'd like to use it in your relationships. But that's where you start to shine light on that person. You've got out of the sunshine, rainbow, sex, honeymoon period, and then you've moved into, holy shit, this person has things that trigger me, and I'm being triggered, and I'm triggering them. Now, most people aren't willing or don't have the awareness or tools to navigate that stage. And so they'll end up doing one or two things. They'll just grit their teeth and just put up with it and eventually get into like a really dull, unfulfilled, neutral relationship. And they end up becoming friends with each other. And there's no polarity. There's no electricity. And you just kind of resent each other. Or number two, they'll end up just exploding the relationship and they can't handle it. The relationship ends. And then either or both people go back to stage one with someone else and you start the honeymoon period again, because we all love the honeymoon period, right? Because it's so fun, hot sex, electricity, all that good stuff. The goal for me and the goal for what I help my clients with is to get to stage three. Stage three, I call it the conscious growth stage of a relationship. That's where you recognize that you are going to get triggered in a relationship, and you have the awareness, the emotional regulation tools, and the healing tools to address the triggers and wounds that come to the surface. Because I've never met a single human being who's not triggered in a relationship. Because if you are, you're not in a deep relationship. Because being vulnerable, feeling safe to be vulnerable, and allowing your things to come up, that's for me what I call a deep, conscious, intimate relationship. So you can't avoid it. And people don't, if you're not aware of what I'm talking about, or you're not owning what I'm talking about, you're never going to get to stage three. You're going to blame, project, and say it's your partner's fault. You've done nothing wrong, right? And you just blame, project. Where in reality, you attract energetically your mirror in a relationship. If you've got a wound about not being seen or being heard or being loved or being enough or being validated, you're going to attract a partner who triggers that wound in you until you heal through it. Listen to what I just said. Rewind that if you need to. You will attract the mirror energetically of your wounds that you haven't healed through. So if you don't take ownership and have the awareness and also have the tools of how to heal through your stuff, which when it comes to the surface, then again, one or two paths, you will either become just get into like an unfulfilling, dull, monotonous relationship and become friends of each other. Or number two, it will just bottle up until it explodes and it gets destroyed. They're the two options. But eventually, hopefully, at some point, you get to stage three where you're actually aware of your stuff. Your partner's aware of their stuff. And you both navigate and heal through your stuff together and you get to grow consciously together with great intimacy, with great sex, with exploration, with great healthy communication, all the above. Stage three is the goal. So I've given you the purpose of a relationship. I've given you the three stages. The next point, I want to give you my steps. So how do you set yourself up for success when it comes to getting to stage three? So these are the steps I have for someone who either is in a relationship or is single and wants to get into a relationship and get into a healthy, conscious relationship and get to stage three. First step is yourself. You must get whole, okay? You must be whole. And what do I mean by that? I mean, you're not needy of a relationship. If you need a relationship to complete you, what you're saying is that you're not whole and complete by yourself. That is called codependency, my friend. Now, if you are codependent and needy of your partner to fulfill you and to complete you, guess what? When they treat you like shit, when they overstep a boundary, when they do something that doesn't feel or sit okay with you, if you're scared of them leaving you because you're codependent on them for your happiness, you won't be willing to set a fucking boundary. You won't be willing to be firm. You won't be willing to actually hold them accountable to their actions because you're scared of them leaving you because you don't want to be alone because you're not whole and complete. So a lot of people skip this part. They think their partner is going to make them happy and fulfilled. I'm not saying don't get into a relationship that elevates your level of happiness and your fulfillment and you get to grow together. That's the purpose of a relationship. But you must be whole in who you are. Because if you're not, you're going to become codependent of your partner. You're not going to be willing to speak your truth. You're not going to be willing to set a boundary. You're not going to be willing to walk away. Because when you're truly whole, and this is very paradoxical or very polarizing, and some people get triggered when I say this, if you're not completely whole and willing to walk away from your partner, you're not whole in who you are. I love my fiance and I'm so fucking grateful to be with her, to be living with her, to be exploring with her, to be growing with her, to be getting married to her. But at the same time, I'm very whole in who I am and I would be willing to walk away if she really overstepped boundaries or did things that I totally didn't agree with. Say, for example, this is off topic for this conversation, but I didn't have this written down, but it's just come up to me. If I don't believe in unconditional love. I just said, listen to what I just said. I don't believe in unconditional love because everyone has conditions. Say, for example, say you're dating someone. And so I'm going to use an extreme example. So I'm about to trigger some people. So get ready for it. So say you wake up and your partner starts doing drugs, hardcore drugs, really, really hardcore, marijuana, ice, weed, cocaine, like really, really heavy stuff. Then they start stealing. Then they start eating terrible food and they get really, really unhealthy. Then they start abusing physically, mentally people. Then they start sexually assaulting people. Like, and it just keeps going, keep going, keep going. At some point, I would hope that you would have the self-worth and the wholeness and completeness in who you are to walk away from that fucking person. I hope you would. My partner, if I do something that oversteps a boundary, she has the self-worth and the wholeness in who she is to bring it up to me. Hey, babe, I just want to let you know the way you did this or didn't do this really hurt me. I'm making you aware so you can be aware of it, so you can improve it. But that's a red flag for me. That's a boundary for me. Because if you don't have that wholeness and detachment and willingness to walk away, then you're not going to be willing to do the things I'm talking about. Now, I just want to frame this a little bit. I'm not saying you then threaten that with your partner. If you don't fix this, I'm going to leave you. You don't use that as ammunition, but it's in the background. If anyone's done any form of sales before, if you've done any sales training or you've been in a sales position, one of the most powerful frames or things about sales is your ability to walk away. Have you ever been in a sales environment when someone's trying to sell you and you can feel how fucking needy they are and how desperate they are to get your money? It's fucking repelling. So if your partner's like that to you, they're repelling you. Versus like, you know what? I love who I am. I've got a beautiful life regardless if we're together or not. My life is better with you, but I'm not dependent on you. I'm not attached to you. I'm not desperate for you. I love who I am. You love who you are. We come together and elevate together. So kind of a big rabbit hole. I hope that made sense. And I hope you picked up what I threw down. So first step of getting to stage three is number one, be whole. Love who you are. Know your values. Know your purpose. Know your mission. Know your vision. And be who you are. Look after your health. Look after your finances. Be a beautiful expression of who you are. That's step number one. Number two is taking ownership that you have healing to do and that you're going to get triggered in a relationship. Back to the stages, stage two. If you don't own that you have things to heal through and you've never done healing, the healing journey is never over, by the way. There's always more to heal through. So if you don't take ownership that there are things that you are going to heal through at some point and your partner is going to trigger them in you, if you don't take ownership, you're going to do what I said about stage two. People just blame, project, and they don't take ownership of it. So stage two, you've got to take, or step two, take ownership that you've got things to heal through and it's going to be triggered in a relationship. And when it does, you take ownership of it and you heal through it. Okay? Now, not easier said than done sometimes because, yeah, your triggers come up, you go into your wounds, you regress. It's obviously easier said than done sometimes, but that's why I work with someone like me and I can teach you how to do that in a healthy way. So that's step two. So step one, be whole, be detached. You're not needy of a relationship. You're not needy of your partner. So you're willing to set boundaries. You're willing to be firm. You're willing to walk away if needed because you don't tolerate toxic behavior. Step two is that you take ownership of your own stuff. When you're triggered, when your wounds come up, they're yours. They're not your partner's. Nothing triggers you. It reveals what's inside of you. Okay, remember that. Step number three is making sure that you have a vision for your relationship of what that looks like from communication, from intimacy, from travel, from finances, from health. What's the vision for your life? It's people have a lot of people know of a vision board or having a vision for your life, but getting clear on the details, like what's your sex life like? What's your communication like? What's your intimacy like? What's your health like? What's your travel like? What's your finances like? Get clear on it. The relationship of your dreams look like. Make sure it's balanced though, because no one's quote perfect with only upsides, no downsides. So don't have a fantasy. Like you want a partner that's always happy, never sad, always positive, never negative. That's an illusion. That doesn't exist. But having alignment with the type of vision you want is crucial, because step three is have a vision for your life and make sure the person you're getting involved with have alignment with your visions. Let's use a simple example. Say you had a vision where you wanted to have a family, you wanted to have kids, and you start dating someone and you guys are whole, you're complete, you're attached from each other, you take ownership of your own wounds. But say your partner never wants kids and will never have kids. There's a conflict with the vision. There's a conflict with where you guys are going. So it's going to cause challenges long term. So you want to make sure you've got alignment with the non-negotiables. Because it's like my partner, if you haven't seen her, she's a hardcore Taylor Swift fan. She's hardcore with it and she loves it. I didn't have that on my vision that my partner has to be a Taylor Swift fan. And I don't care. I'm not that musical. For people that know me, I'm not that into music. But it's like I have a vision for intimacy, for sex. I have a vision for communication. I have a vision for health. I have a vision for growth. I have a vision for family. And she aligns with all my non-negotiables. But my like nice to haves, I don't really care. Like I don't need to have a business like for anyone that knows Layla and Alex Hormozi, where they're very sort of power couple in business. I don't need my partner to be like that. Would it be a nice to have where she's more into business? It would be nice to have, but I don't need it. It's not a non-negotiable for me. And I have other friends and other relationships that meet that need for me. So non-negotiables, nice to haves. I'm going pretty quickly, so I hope you guys are picking up what I'm throwing down. And I hope you're enjoying this. And then the last step is then actually having standards, expectations, and boundaries. So based on your vision that you guys are aligned with, how are you going to get there? How are you going to hold each other accountable in a healthy way? When you're triggered, how do you handle that trigger? What's your level of intimacy like from a weekly basis? How often do you guys want to have sex together? Is it once a week? Is it twice a week? Is it once a day? Is it once a month? Whatever it is, no right or wrong, but making sure that you guys have expectations, standards, and boundaries, and you enforce it in a healthy way, in a balanced way, in a loving way, so you guys can get towards the vision. A good question to ask, what's the vision for your relationship? Is it aligned with your partner's? Yes, 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 tick, tick, tick. Then, who do you need to become to be worthy of that vision? Do you need to heal through your stuff? Do you need to learn about finances? Do you need to work on your confidence in the bedroom? Do you need to work on your career or your business? What do you need to do to be worthy of that vision and then help each other, support each other? Back to the first point I started this podcast with. The purpose of a relationship is to help you heal and grow. So once you guys have your joint aligned mission, then or vision, I should say, then help each other get there. Support each other. Challenge each other. You grow on the borderline of support and challenge. You get most of that from your relationship. Have you noticed whenever you're feeling really down, really depressed, and really like sad and beating yourself up, your partner will bring you back up. Whenever you're on a pedestal and you're a fucking king dick and you're on cloud nine and you're overconfident, your partner will humble the shit out of you because your partner will challenge you when you're too confident, you're elated, and your partner will support you when you're being down on yourself. So you want to support and challenge your partner in a healthy way. When my partner's feeling down, I support her, I nourish her, I love her. And then when she's been a little bit overconfident, I will bring her back down to planet Earth. I will humble her in a healthy way. And she does the same thing for me. So then you need to enforce boundaries, standards, and expectations for each other. And how to communicate that, that's probably too deep of a conversation for today. But that's what you need to do. So those are my four steps. So just let's summarize everything. The purpose of a relationship is to heal and expand. The stages of a relationship is stage one, the honeymoon period. Stage two, the triggered period. And stage three is the conscious growth period. These are the steps to get there. Step one, make sure you are whole and detached and not needy of a relationship to the point that you're actually willing to walk away if it's not aligned and if they're overstepping boundaries that are non-negotiables for you. Step two, take ownership of your stuff. So don't blame your partner for your triggers. They don't trigger you. They reveal what's inside of you. Number three, have a vision and make sure it's aligned with your partner. Step four, have standards, expectations, and boundaries and communicate them in a healthy way. So those are kind of like the foundational things. I hope you guys are getting value. Comment down below your takeaways so far and what you're getting out of this. Now, here are just some like actual sort of more detailed lessons I've gotten out of this. A relationship, I love this quote, is if you do not address your unhealed wounds, your relationship will do it for you. And it kind of comes back to the triggered stage, right? Like you can't hide your triggers. You can't, or if you do, you're actually hiding and you have shame and guilt and your partner energetically will pick up from that. But you can't hide your wounds. Your partner is going to reveal them whether you like them or not, whether you like it or not. So a relationship really forces you to address your shit. And I've really found that in my relationship. My partner triggers me. Unconsciously or consciously, she does. She brings my things to the surface and with the right emotional regulation to be able and the right awareness, which is my second lesson, is communication around regulating your emotions and having healthy, constructive, beautiful, healing conversations. You're able to heal. You're able to grow. You're able to work through your stuff. I have done more healing and growth in my relationship than anywhere else. Now, I might even reframe that a little bit. You're initiated to do your inner work in a relationship more than anywhere else. Because your partner will trigger you. That's revealing the wound or the trauma or the inadequacy. And then you need to use a tool that you've learned, whether you learn it from a coach like me or a therapist or a healer, a shaman, doesn't matter. You then use the tools to then heal through whatever came to the surface. I overuse this example, but I'll share it quickly. My partner was making me food and then I went up and asked her what's going on with the food because she fucked up the eggs and the eggs weren't looking very good. I said, babe, what's going on with the eggs? And I instantly triggered her. She got her stiff enough, her nervous system activated, she went into fight or flight, and I triggered her. Now, it wasn't anything to do with the egg. It wasn't anything to do with the food that she was cooking. I revealed a wound in her that she thinks she's not enough. Now, most people can relate to that. I'm not enough wound. I'm not smart enough, beautiful enough, sexy enough, intelligent enough, successful enough, whatever it may be. So I revealed that wound in her, and once the dust settled and we regulated our emotions through the trigger, we then sat down. I said, babe, what did I bring to the surface for you? What did I reveal in you? She was aware of it because she's done a lot of work. And then I said, babe, do you have the tools in your toolkit to go heal through this? And she said, yes, I do. She went, did her work, integration process, a healing process, a meditation process, healed that wound. So then that particular wound won't get triggered again. And then the next trigger comes up and you keep healing. So that was my biggest lesson. Second lesson, I just kind of touched on it, is just the art of communication. Like a relationship for me really initiates your and requires you to improve your level of communication. Communicate and actually articulate your emotions. We actually had one the other day where she was feeling a little bit, I don't know, insecure, triggered, unsafe. And I'm like, baby, I'm here for you. Let's take a breath together. Now, I would love you, my queen. Can you just articulate how you're feeling right now? I'm here for you. I'm holding space. I'm not angry at you. I'm not here to shame you. I'm here to love you and to be here for you. But I do need you to actually articulate what's coming up for you. How are you feeling? A lot of people just don't actually have the practice and haven't learned the skill of actually articulating, why are you feeling like this? Like, why are you feeling anxious right now? Why are you feeling scared right now? Why are you feeling shame right now? Why are you feeling guilt right now? And actually allowing yourself to, one, hold space for your partner, to help them feel safe to articulate, and then for yourself, learning how to articulate. Why do you feel stressed right now? Why is your energy low so now? Why is your partner pissing you off right now? Why have you got resentment to your partner? Why do you have negative emotions to your partner? And actually learning how to articulate your emotions, your feelings, and why you are the way that you are in that moment is such a powerful skill. And it's been initiated so much in our relationship. So that's been a huge lesson for me. And then this is the last step. So my last lesson I'm going to share. There's more lessons, but I don't want to talk for hours on this podcast today. So the last one for me is you can truly create a relationship that you want. Because I talk about values a lot and projecting values on people and all that stuff. Whenever you hear the words have to, ought to, got to, must, or should, or a version of that, you have to do this, you've got to do this, you should do this, you must do this. Someone is projecting their values on how they view the world onto someone else. You have to go to the gym. You must make more money. You must go to the concert. You have to travel the world. You should do this. You should do whatever. And what I've found is that people have projections and views based on their upbringing, society, religion. Of course, it makes sense. It's your conditioning. It's your wiring, right? It's the environment you grew up with and the influences, the beliefs that you have create the identity and the beliefs and therefore the values that you have as well. And I've just seen like people like get into relationships. So like I talk about vision. Let's go back to the vision of your relationship. That includes the structure of your relationship. I've got friends who are polyamorous where they've got multiple partners. Now, me and my partner are not polyamorous to that degree. We swing together and we have sexual experiences together. And that's just the relationship we wanted. We wanted to, one, have a deep embodied connection and love for each other to explore ourselves together. But we also have desires to taste other flavors sexually. And some people, depending on your religion, like some cultures, that's normal. Having 10 wives is normal. That's the way they view things. And then some people are super hardcore monogamous. One partner, you never sleep with anyone else. You don't think about anyone else and you stay with that partner for the rest of your life. No right or wrong. There's pros, cons to fucking whatever structure you want. The biggest lesson I've learned is stop taking on people's projections on what type of relationship you have to have, you should have, you must have, you whatever. Like sit down. If you were to go back to the vision that I was talking about before, what is your relationship on your terms? Do you want to have multiple partners? Do you want to have the one partner, but you guys can explore together? So you have sexual experiences together. Do you want to explore solo? And there's no right or wrong. They all have pros and cons to each of them. It's whatever you desire. It's whatever you truly want. Just a caveat to this though, because this is a big can of worms. I could probably make a podcast purely on this topic, is I would just lean into, because I've caught myself doing this, is the desires that you have coming from a healthy place or a wounded place? Say you've got a wound of validation. You're not validated. You're not enough. You're not seen. You're not loved. You're not enough, essentially. And you want to go sleep with other people to scratch that itch of validation. I would lean into maybe you're doing that out of a wounded place. So it's a tough question to answer, but are you doing this from a healthy curiosity? It's your desires you want to explore? Or are you doing it out of, I'm wounded, and this is the shadow and coping mechanism to my wounds? That is a very hard question to ask. It takes a lot of discernment. If you don't understand what discernment means, it means being able to actually trust your truth and actually lean into your truth and use your truth to answer that question. Because it's a challenging question. Because I've caught myself, do I want to explore with this because it's a wound and it's a coping mechanism? Or it's that, you know what, I really have desires to lean into this and explore this with my partner in my relationship. And that is a huge can of worms. So you got to lean into that. You got to explore that. But I guess back to the lesson that I was sharing is you can create a relationship structure or relationship dynamic completely the way that you want to. You just need to make sure your partner aligns with it. You don't want to find someone who's hardcore monogamous, will only be with one person and that's it, and that's the relationship they want, while you want to have 10 different wives or 10 different husbands, right? You got to make sure that there's alignment back to the steps I shared earlier. So those are my biggest lessons. So just to summarize the lessons, address your wounds. If you don't address your unhealed wounds, your relationship will do it for you. Learn how to communicate and articulate the way you're feeling, your emotions, and what's coming up for you. And also regulate your emotions. So taking breath, co-regulation, all the above. And then number three is you can truly create a relationship that you love. Don't listen to the shoulds, have to, ought to, got to, must. That is someone projecting how they view relationships to be. And that's okay. Just they can go do that and you get to go do you. Do you, boo. That's what I recommend. I hope you got value from this, guys. I'd love to know your thoughts down below. Comment down below. Like, comment, subscribe. If you're interested in doing any work with me, whether it's finding out who your true self is, knowing your vision, your values, your purpose, know how to heal and do healing work, and how to actually structure a relationship, I teach people how to do all of the above, step by step, question by question, module by module. I help all of this. Go to the details down below for my conscious community, my website, my book, depending what time it's out. Go jump into it. I appreciate you. And if you could send this to a friend to help them get some value as well, I'd really appreciate it. I love you. I appreciate you. I'll see you on the next episode. Bye.